Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
One.
Best show for Chicago sports.
Yeah. Oh, what's good? God. Yeah. Bear down, Bears fans. What's going on with y'all today, man? On today's episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily, we got a jam-packed show, so we got to get up into this mug, man. First things first. We've talked about what the Chicago Bears need, but we gotta rank that need from top to bottom. What should the Bears be doing in the draft? And then, Justin Fields is reported to be working with a quarterback wizard. A wizard. He's a wizard, Harry. It's crazy out here, man. And finally, what would be your starting five to start a team with? We're going to get into all that more on today's episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. The date is 4/20/23.
Stay chill, y'all.
Do with that information what you will.
It's a relaxing day.
Let's go.
Let's be safe.
Hey. Can't be no more safe when you relax, baby.
Hey. Oh, man. Cut the music. I always say that like it's somebody else doing it. I can't wait till we get a full-on production staff. Joe, where you at? Man, let's get this mug cracking. Appreciate y'all for tuning in and rocking with us for another episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. We are live and in action. We appreciate you guys for tuning in and rocking with us, man. Hey, man, y'all are blowing up every other channel out here. I need y'all to do me a favor and...
Come on. Push the button.
You might as well.
Come on. Push the button.
Hit the like come button. On, leave a five-star review. Do it now.
Yeah, come on. Push it.
Do it. You heard what Sue Young said. I'm tired of playing with y'all.
Steve-O got a point. We all like super red out right now. I'm telling you right now, if we were bloods, this would be a death. This is like a chaining day.
Never mind.
Let that joke roll off.
Let that joke happen. Just let that joke happen, man. Let that joke happen. You know where we were heading with that. Hey, boys. The draft is inching its way closer. We got to get our mock drafts out and ready. I know Ringo's been doing crazy breakdown out here, but we've been talking about the Chicago Bears team for the better part of a month and a half, 2 months, right? Where we're trying to figure out what does this team need? What's going to be the biggest need for this team? Do they go offense? Do they go defense? Who's going to be there? But we haven't really ranked it by position. And The Athletic did this, and I thought it was a great thing to bring to the show. So I did. So let's get it started, man.
So I took the concept.
And, right, like, I mean, like, I don't want to, I guess it's kind of a mock draft, but like not really, because it's really just ranking what the Bears' biggest needs are. But I guess, right, if you're logical, you would do them in order. But let's start at the opposite end, boys. Let's start at the bottom and work our way up. That's my favorite thing to do. What is the thing the Chicago Bears need least?
That is funny. That is a funny dude.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's so funny. I'm gonna let that one slide too.
I'm there with you. All right, but what is the thing that the Chicago Bears need least in this draft, boys?
A quarterback.
Wide receiver.
Why do you think quarterback, kid?
One, I think you're all in on Justin. And you know, you made the move to be all in on Justin. So you know, at this particular point, you know, and I know I've been one to even, you know, broach the topic of, you know, what if you still, you know, drafted a QB, or what if they traded him previously? And no, it's like we've made a decision. We're going in the right direction. We don't need to even entertain trading for or drafting another quarterback.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Jay Crit in the chest. And just stopping by for a moment to say congrats again. Shout out to Crit in the building, man.
What's up, Jay?
Big love, Jay Crit. Big love, Jay Crit. Appreciate the support, brother. Ringo, you said wide receiver?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, especially with what the Bears have seen. What's going on in that wide receiver room that you just like, who cares?
I mean, honestly, I feel like the room is already full. I mean, like you got Claypool. Justin's already got a rapport with Mooney. And then after that, you just traded the first overall pick to go grab DJ Moore, who we already know is a you know, bona fide 1,000-yard receiver and he's also been playing with subpar quarterback talent. Not to mention you pair that up with Komet, who we all feel had a great season, and we're looking for him to improve.
Yeah.
So you know, with that being said, it's like there's only one football. You know what I'm saying? That there's only one football. There's only so many targets. I think the wide receiver room's already full. You've done everything that you can to try to help him there. You need to focus more on trying to fill up some of your other needs.
Look at Steph out here cooking.
Hey, I love it. To me, I look at this draft and I see a team that, I swear for Lord, if y'all take a linebacker or a running back, I'm gonna flip a table, bro. I think that's realistically what the Bears need least.
That Bijan does look like,
and I hope.
I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I still kind of want to have that conversation with Joel. We plan to have this big conversation about should the Bears go in on running back or not early on with Bijan Robinson. Running back to me is your least amount of worry in this. I wouldn't even address it until maybe the fifth round. Because to me, I look at a team where, or I look at a draft where Bijan Robinson is the guy that is the focal point of everything, right? He's the guy that the Chicago Bears should be looking at. He's the number one, right? He's got, what do you have, 1,700 yards this season. I believe 2,000 yards from scrimmage, cooking. But I got guys in the fourth and fifth round that I look at who have similar size, similar build, similar pass catching ability, similar blocking ability. They have less yards for sure. They have 100 less carries. 100 less carries. Hey, bro. Hey, listen. You give them an extra 100 carries, they might be able to get up there to the top of the draft.
But
air it out.
I'm not gonna lie though. I think the biggest thing that I feel what you're saying on that. I feel everything that you're saying 100%. I think the biggest thing that, you know, Joe was talking about and you know, some of the Bears fans think about when they think about Bijan is something that I put in my draft breakdown. I'm gonna just give y'all a little bit.
Just a little taste.
Hey,
that's how you keep it coming back, Steph. Don't worry about that.
Hey, great vision, always moving forward, four down back, the biggest thing, consistent pass blocker.
Yeah.
Which is not like a lot that I could say about some of these other backs that's in this draft. Like he covers everything that the Bears are looking for. In terms of running back wise, like he has it. So I mean, I could see it, yeah. But I also understand what you're talking about. Like I don't think I'm spending 9 on him though.
But that's probably where he will go.
Yeah.
If we trade back and we still end up with like a top 20 pick, and you picked him there because he was best available.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at it, because
he's gonna be gone, bro. I'm letting you know.
He might still be there around like 15. Yeah, well, he ain't gonna fall to the second round.
Look, the Eagles, 10.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably because they have so much already. He's probably not getting past the team that's like kind of ready made, and they're just like, yeah, we'll take a running back. Right, like I'm gonna be honest with you, and I know Seattle's trying to rebuild that defense and all of that. But if you really believe in Geno moving forward, Bijan would be a great pick for Seattle.
They got Kenneth Walker.
Bijan would be a great pick for Seattle.
I just Kenneth Walker just got me 1,000 yards.
Bijan would be a great pick for Seattle. Here's the thing I will say.
I totally agree with that.
Here's the thing I will say. With 17 games now, we have to up our expectation. Yeah, yeah. No, we have to up our expectation. 1,000 yards to me is what is 1,000 yards? That's 60 yards a game.
Are you trying to divide it evenly over 17 games?
Well, I'm saying, what was it for 16? Even for 16, right? Because that 1,000 yard mark is the mark that everybody talks about when it comes to running back.
62 yards a game.
62 yards a game, right? So now you're talking about over 17 games that drops down to what? 55, something like that?
58.
Let's just 58-ish. If we come out of a game and every week David Montgomery has 58 yards, Deonte Foreman has 58 yards, you feel good about him as your running back?
I mean, well, he's gonna have 1,000 yards. So I mean,
he'll have a thousand, but that's what I'm saying, right? We need to, like, the 1,000 yard backs. Y'all remember the NFL used to be what, 15 games, 14 games, maybe something like that? Like, with 1,000 yard backs was like, oh my god, he's a 1,000 yard back. Like, bro, like, if you're a back, and this is why I tell people, right, like the running back position has decreased. Like Saquon Barkley last season had what? Like 1,300 yards?
I think it was like 15.
1,500 yards? That means more times than not, you're getting over 100 rushing yards a game.
Hey, and I think it was you know what? You're also right about that, because of the simple fact that I don't think we're taking into account like the pass catcher aspect of it as well.
Yep.
Because even then a perfect example. I think it was Saquon's rookie year, and then I think Christian McCaffrey's second year. I think Saquon had like 90 receptions.
Yeah.
Which was like unheard of for like a running back. Like he was putting up like 90 receptions for a running back was wild, because now you getting up to a wide receiver. But then it's also like Christian McCaffrey, because even though necessarily I don't have that, even if I don't get the 1,000 yards that Pat is talking about, I could still have 450, 500 in a pass game and still be effective all four rounds. Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I'm not trashing Kenneth Walker either. It's really me just saying that I could see a team that's more ready made taking a Bijan Robinson. They're not going to take Bijan. They're going to go with probably, I'm going to be honest with you, that might be where Jalen Carter ends up. That might be where Jalen Carter ends up. But
hey, Pete Carroll is like, oh, you let me in top five?
Seattle is Dan Campbell.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know. I'm seeing some mocks that are saying Detroit might go DB. They're feeling the Christian Gonzalez love heavy out there, especially after getting rid of Jeff Okuda.
Hey, listen.
Well, first of all, Jeff Okuda was not. He was not that guy.
He was not that guy.
Christian is that guy.
Shout out to Rob. Rob said Barkley had 1,300 yards, not 1,500. Still, I think the point.
I mean, it's 1,300 with the you talking about with the receptions as well.
It's over.
So I think it's a good point though, right? Like when we're talking about, and again, Barkley's your top back probably in the NFL right now, if not top two, top three. We gotta up these standards, boys. Like this is the part of the game that is my favorite part, because people like to hold on to the things that they've always known. 1,000-yard back. When you actually extrapolate that out, that's not that good. Like, it's good. It's helpful if you have a quarterback. But when you're in a situation like the Chicago Bears had, where your running back's doing it all, it's not the metric anymore. Let's keep it moving because we'll talk about this all day. Yeah, I'm trying to keep us on the schedule here, boys. It's tough out here. What is the Chicago Bears' biggest need heading into this season, and why? Went from the bottom, let's go to the top.
All right.
I was waiting for it. All right, so I went first last time we went down. You are right, so let's snake this. Pause. Come back.
All right.
So I went last. I bet. To me, Chicago Bears' biggest need coming out of this draft is still a three technique. I understand that Justin Fields needs the offensive line. I get it, guys. I really do. I think that you could move back yet again, possibly still get your three technique. And I think that Kalijah Kancey, I don't know why. Like, I don't know if anybody else has seen his tape. Maybe I'm tweaking. This kid looked good. Yurko thought he looked good too. Like, I was like, hey man, am I alone on this? Like, tell me somebody that played this position. Tell me, like, I've seen him as low as like 25 on some draft boards out here. Insane out here. But to me, I think moving back to 17, you can go out there and get good value with your boy Skaransky. Whether he's playing right tackle or right guard, whatever it is, I think he'll still be on the board there. And then I think, at least how some of these draft boards are going, I think that you could see Kalijah Kancey down there, and you might still be able to snag him. But at a minimum, you have to get a three technique out of this draft, because here's my thing. I know we think of defense and offense as not interchangeable or right. They're two separate parts of the field. That's because we had Lovie Smith here. We had Mike Ditka here. You know what good teams don't do? They don't separate them. Your defense helps your offense. Your offense helps your defense. Your defense puts your offense in positions to play better. Your offense keeps your defense off the field so that they can get back on the field and put your offense in good positions to play well together. This defense legitimate, like, you're heading into a season where it don't work without that three technique in the middle. Sure, you might be able to make some plays. We might see some flashes, right? These guys are talented athletes. But it don't work if there is not somebody in the middle that can wreak havoc. We saw that with Hall of Famers standing behind that 05 defensive line after it started to age out, right? And the Bears didn't have a three technique no more. Brian Urlacher started looking like a guy at times. That's how much of an impact that position makes. I think that's your biggest need coming into this draft. Ringo, what you got?
I'm kind of torn because, like, I keep saying, like, Justin was second in quarterback hit, so I like the O-line. But then, like, after I keep seeing all these pieces and looking at all the pieces that the Bears got on defense, my thought is, like, you need the memory card to work. Like, you need the memory card to work. Hey, if this team don't got the memory card, you're gonna have to lead a game on all night. Like,
that's such a good reference. If you don't got the memory card, you got to lead a game on all night.
Don't got the memory card.
There was nothing worse than going to school and coming home and your mama had cut off the PlayStation because the green light was on.
Bro.
That is funny.
I'm looking at it and it's like more and more like leading up to the draft. I mean, I think you're right. Like the Bears got. You got Jaquan Brisker. You know Eddie Jack is the ball hawk. Commissioner Gordon, as I like to call him. Like these guys are improving. Like you didn't get T.J. Edwards. You didn't get T.J. Edwards. Why am I drawing a blank on Edmund?
Tremaine Edmonds.
And all these guys just for them to sit up, like they're flying around the ball. But you need that interior presence to kind of open up the rest of the guys on the D line, but also have your secondary guys flying around as well, and they need that help. So I think the three technique would probably be the thing that I want most. Is kind of like 1A and 1B, almost. It's like right there. I'm not mad at either. But you definitely need that memory card or the game is going to be on all night.
Yeah, I think that's the part that's hilarious about all of this, right? Like, I'm not going to be mad because one way or the other, you got to plug a hole here, boys.
Yeah.
like, no matter what, it's like, we need the three technique. We also need a right tackle. Like, literally, we have no idea who's playing on the right side of the football.
Yeah.
We got the left side. Left side. We know it's going to be there.
What you got, Kit?
I'm actually was going tackle. Right tackle. And here's the thing. I would say this. I'm still going to be stuck on the line. I'm going to be stuck on the line regardless because.
And that's fine.
I use this as an example. Jalen Hurts exiting his third season. Highest paid QB in the league right now. Highest paid player in the league right now. This is normally when those talks start. Mm-hmm. Right? They put pieces around him. They allowed him to perform. He showed out. They got to the Super Bowl, right? They would have had contract extension talks or anything like that regardless. Like, whether they made it to the Super Bowl or not, this was an evaluation year for him, period. So that's what having an agent, I'll focus on that part, that's what having an agent and having a competent organization, that's what they do. They're not going to allow this to stretch out in Lamar Jackson fashion. You can't evaluate if I can't keep you upright. I understand that all these different pieces we need, you're not going to fix it all in one draft. Your biggest investment that you're going to make, the person who's going to take up the most cap space, will be the biggest cap hit in today's NFL, is going to be a quarterback. Mm-hmm. We're trying to evaluate our quarterback. You need to do everything you can to insulate. You need to do everything you can to give them options. We saw that we didn't really do that last season. And now we're going into that zone where it's like, hey, you traded back. You're not going QB. You've went all in on this kid. Then you need to go all in on this kid.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that and he has a subpar season, but he's been hit 55 times and stuff like that, if we're having that same issue, it doesn't matter because now we still have to figure out who we are offensively. Doesn't matter. Like, I get defense puts him in good positions. I got you. But you know what a good offensive line will help Justin do? It helps that good offense stay on the field so that the defense can rest. Like, it works hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
We can't just sit there and just get after the other part. We got to protect ours as well. And so that's where I'm at with it. Like, we have to do that first and foremost because that's going to be our biggest investment at any position. Biggest investment on the team is going to be our QB. So Facts. Protect our QB.
Facts. I can't even say that's the tough part, right? Like, I can't say that you're wrong because, like you said, it all goes hand in hand. Like, listen, if we don't get sacks on the quarterback next year, we're not going to win. if we don't keep Justin upright, we're not going to win. You've got to address both in this draft. I think you're going to have to address both pretty quickly. I mean, like... I look at this draft, I think your first, to me, your first three picks in the draft, depending on if they trade back or not, you shouldn't be off of the Lions. You shouldn't be either way, offensive or defensive. You shouldn't be off of the Lines. Because realistically, if we're being 100% honest, offensive line, who's our center?
What, Lucas Patrick?
We have Lucas Patrick.
Is he? Y'all heard anything about Lucas Patrick?
Yeah, that is.
Have y'all heard anything about Lucas Patrick?
That's true.
That's a fact.
So maybe Cody Whitehair? Musty finally ain't on the team, so it can't get worse.
It'd be a shame if it does.
Hey, they didn't sign Olin. I'm safe.
Okay, there's a locker somewhere in that building.
Hey, Olin not stuffing me in no locker, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I love you, Olin. It all depends on how much you love your kneecaps, my boy. I don't, who's playing right tackle? Who's playing right guard? We legit know two spots. We know left tackle, left guard.
Whole other side of that line we don't know about. It's
like, you know what I mean?
I see,
like,
realistically, who is over there?
Who's like, over there? So I think that's the biggest thing to me that I'm looking at. If you had to give, let's just give one in the middle to close out the topic, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in to Rocking With Us. Hit that like button if you haven't done so. Subscribe to the page, man. We do talk Chicago sports daily on this channel. It's the only channel talking Chicago sports. How Chicago talk. So make sure you get in tune with us, man. If you had to pick a position specific, right? Because we've all said offensive, defensive line, basically. If you had to pick a specific position on the other side, what would be your focal point coming into this season? Like your second, like your backup, right? Like they could take this, but I'd still be cool if you go out here.
I'd probably say like end or linebacker. I ain't gonna lie, I like Miles Murphy.
Miles Murphy, a nice player.
Miles Murphy is nice, man. Miles Murphy, I'm not mad at it if they went that route. Again, that's defense. Cause I'm looking at it and it's just like there's you finally have tackling on this team, but not only that, you have everybody's a ball hawk.
Yeah.
on that side of the ball, like everybody is a ball hawk on that side of the ball. So it's like you legit, even if they didn't go out and get like a Kalijah Kansi or you don't go O-line, I think Miles Murphy would be the pick for me that I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I think, listen,
let Christian Gonzalez fall.
That man got a crit, bro.
Now, I know, right, everybody's looking and saying, hey, man, you would go DB that high. Hey, this is my opposite, right, the different pick that I'd be okay with. Hey, we still need one. Hey, let me ask y'all this. Which one of Jalen Johnson's career interceptions is y'all favorite?
Hey, hold on, no.
Which one of Jalen Johnson's career interceptions is y'all favorite?
Kid.
What's up?
Hey, remember?
He battled.
He played a good game.
No touchdowns.
His job was to move the chains, and them chains was moving. Bro.
if y'all don't know what we talking about, man, last season I think AJ Brown put up 150 yards.
180 yards
on Jalen Johnson. It was ridiculous. It was a crazy day, but he did not score. He did not score a touchdown. Hey, listen, it was a good back and forth. It was a good back and forth. It was just more fourth than back. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot more fourth than back. Yeah, I mean, is that let's do it just for good measure. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if that was one or not.
Hey, I want y'all to understand.
this is when I was like really like trying to decide, like, all right, I'm gonna get real in tune so I could keep up with these football conversations. Yeah. This man gonna have the nerve to sit there and say AJ Brown didn't have a good game. I'm like, what game?
I didn't say he didn't have a good game.
2 hours. I'm like,
I didn't say he didn't have a good game. I said that they competed back and forth. Jalen Johnson had a lot of pass breakups.
Hey,
yeah, I mean, it was a healthy competition, my boy. Yeah, I mean,
healthy about that.
Hey, that man got 180 put on his head, bro. Like, that was crazy, dog.
Then he tried to hit us back with the, hey, man, he said he played tough. What you want me to say?
Hey, he said he played tough. Hey, yeah, I mean,
he just wasn't trying to disrespect his car. He knew what it was.
He said that's one of his toughest matchups all year. Yeah, I mean, like.
Hey, Pratt. LeBron about to drop 50 on Dylan. Hey, you would say he competed.
Hey. Nah, the difference there is Jalen Johnson has actually hailed some really nice wide receivers.
Oh my god.
To
god.
Under 60 yards. Dylan Brooks talking trash on the game when LeBron was 6 for 23 for 28 points, 12 rebounds, and like six assists, bro. Like, that was crazy.
Oh man. But if you do, I mean, even if that did happen, I'd be cool with Jalen Johnson moving to the slot to play that third corner, though.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be upset.
I think Jalen Johnson has really good technique. I think Jalen Johnson does a really good job keeping the receiver in front of him. I think he does a really good job getting his hand in there when he needs a pass breakup. I think he does all those things well. But I would like to see my.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DBs with more than one career takeaway in 3 years.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
I think Kyler Gordon had two last year, didn't he? Didn't Kyler Gordon have two interceptions last year?
I think it was in the same game, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I remember saving that message.
He tried to find them.
it was just so funny.
Just how it happened.
Hey, man, let's keep it pushing. We appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love, man. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, drop a 5-star review if you have not done so to this point, man.
I remember you saying that, don't I?
Hey, bro. Hey, that man got cooked. I ain't gonna lie. I will give y'all that. I was tweaking that day. You know what it was? It's for me, I'm watching it play by play. And play by play, it looked like it was a good back and forth. I didn't realize this man had racked up 180, but I had already threw down the gauntlet. Oh, man. You know, when you throw the challenge out there, you got to fight the take.
I got to stand on this.
Hey, bro, I had to stand on. I ain't gonna lie to you. I had somebody shout out to John Corrales from Locked On Celtics yesterday. Hey, he killed my entire because I was big on Draymond shouldn't have been suspended. Oh, they suspended him on the history, blah, blah, blah. I did not think Draymond Green should have been suspended. He said, Pat, what's the difference between punching somebody and kicking somebody? And I was like, I ain't got nothing to say to that. I'm not gonna lie. That's an excellent point. Like, if he had punched him, he'd have been suspended. If he had thrown a punch and missed, he'd have been suspended. I was like, I can't even lie. That's not a bad point. Shout out to John Corrales, man. Hey, bro, I couldn't say nothing. You know when somebody make a point so good, you just got to move on? Hey, bro, I started a whole nother topic, bro. He said that. I was like, hey, what y'all think the Blazers going to do in the draft? Like, what's up?
You know what my retort would have been? There's a big difference between me having to land on you because you pulled me down and you running into my fist.
But he still did the action though. Like, listen, I agree that Sabonis is tweaking too, but Draymond did stomp that man. Hey, Draymond A-Town stomped that man, bro. You know what I mean? Draymond footworked on that man, bro. Like, he footworked on that man pancreas, bro. Like, you can't be doing that, bro. He was crumping out there. Draymond was crumping on Sabonis' spinal cord, bro.
Like, that's why I love Pat so much though, dog. Because this man was like, it's a good game. I was like,
it was a good game. That Philly and Bears game was a good game.
He said he stopped on half his targets. I said, he's 9 for 16 for 181.
That's half his targets.
Pat, he was 9 for 16 for 181. That means out of the 9 catches he got, he completed 181.
I'm with you. Right, bro. I'm with you. Let's keep it pushing, man. Appreciate y'all for showing love. Hey, that was a funny time. Hey, bro, the text conversations in this mug be wild. Yeah. We got to get into what's going on with Justin Fields. Apparently, he's working with a quarterback wizard. You're a wizard, Harry. But before we do that, we got to tell you guys about Goat Coats. Shout out to Goat Coats, man, supporting the channel. If y'all don't know, man, Goat Coats is literally... Do I got mine down here? Oh, you got yours on, kid. Shout out to kid. Hold on. Let's put kid on the camera here. Kid.
I always keep mine on because they, for one, they're a sponsor.
They're a sponsor. Shout out to it. Yeah, I mean. But listen, they are literally giving you outdoor fashion while being able to show your fandom. Kid could wear that jacket into a nice business meeting. He could wear that jacket before the game. You know, if you're going into a nice restaurant, you just want to look sleek. You want to look cool, but you also want to make sure that you have your fandom on display. Guess what? Check out GoatCoats.com because you can do all of that with them. You can get any player on any jersey, on any team, and get that put into the jacket. It is fully reversible. I will say, the reversible football joints look crazy. The hockey ones are amazing. I am planning on getting both of those. Definitely got to get a Bears one for the Bears podcast. I'm going to be stunting that joint right there. I'm going to be stunting that joint. I'm going to have to throw a player list out there. Who should I get? I'm not a current player guy, though. Current players will let you down.
It's only a couple that you
I'm not a
with.
Current player guy. There's not many current players that I'm willing to even get a jersey of.
Get a Hester.
Hester one's not bad.
I was going to say Hester.
Hester's not bad. 23.
I'll probably say Tillman.
Ooh, Peanut's a good one. Even though I think Peanut was, you know, when somebody's so good at something that other people try to replicate it and it kind of breaks what actually happens. I think Peanut has broken DBs being able to tackle because they be trying to punch the ball out, be missing tackles, bro.
But bro, it's like every coach legitimately teaches that.
Oh, yeah, you got to teach it. Listen, you be punching. Punch that mug. But, hey, we want you guys to know that you, for a limited time, you can get 5% off by using the promo code WINDYCITY when you go to GoCoats.com and place your custom order. Or you can get 15% off by using the promo code WINDYCITY2 for 2 items or more at the Goat Coats store. Check out GoCoats.com, which is Chicago merch. How Chicago fans rock. All right, boys, let's keep it pushing. Justin Fields has been reported to be working with a quarterback wizard, as it's been written out here. A quarterback wizard.
Who is this wizard, dog?
Hold on. Let me pull up the article. I had it right here. And then my John was like, nah, bro. You ain't got it no more.
That's not you.
That's not you. You are not him. Am I him? Oh, by the way, speaking of people who are not him, Austin Reeves, get that together. So, Justin Fields has been working out with a QB wizard this offseason. He's been working with Oliver Bozeman, who specializes in technique and fundamentals. Some of the names that he has been attached to, which does get me excited, four-time Pro Bowler Michael Vick, and first-round draft pick who, remember, basically was out of the NFL. And then until some injuries started piling up, started to make a comeback, Teddy Bridgewater, who turned himself into a much better quarterback. Boys, here's the two things that I'll ask out of this. One, do you like that Justin Fields, let's just focus on this. Do you like that Justin Fields isn't waiting on coaching to develop his game? That he's taking his development into his own hands. I don't know if we've seen a quarterback in Chicago do this, by the way. I don't remember Mitch doing this. I feel like Mitch had an over-reliance on Matt Nagy to become the quarterback that he wanted to be and the coaching staff that was there. I think Cuddy just had talent. I don't remember Cuddy doing this. I'm trying to think out of that. Like, we really haven't had a ton of great names out here. Do you like that he's just taking it into his own hands?
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, you're not gonna be around the coaches 24/7, so you have to get that type of, you know, you have to get that type of training to, you know, kind of elevate your game, man. And for the most part, you've seen it. Like, you know, last year, you know, towards the middle of the season, he started to get his footwork a little bit better.
Yeah.
Started to drive the ball a little bit more. Was a little bit more precise on his passes, and it's like now, especially this season, he's gonna need that, right? With something that we talked about earlier, like when we talked about the wide receiver room, these guys are gonna come in ready. So you want to be the best that you can possibly be to elevate your team to where they need to go, and he's showing that by doing this offseason work, early, so that way he doesn't have any hiccups when they get to the start of training camp and so on and so forth.
I like the fact that he's just being a professional.
That's what you do.
Yeah. When do you get better?
Off season.
He can't get better.
Can't get better during the season.
Yep.
You got to get better during the off season.
Well, so, like, I don't know if that's the case for football. I can't
for football,
say
football. I mean, it's, you got.
There is so much preparation in between the game. I can't say you can't get better during the season in football. I would have to. I'll ask.
Now you can.
I'll ask like, when we get Briggs and stuff. Like when I get in the room with Briggs and stuff like that, I'll ask them, because I think basketball, like, there's just like, your next game is tomorrow. All right, I want to work out. No, you ain't got time for that. We got to get the game plan. Your next game is tomorrow. But a good chunk of your growth is done during the offseason. A lot of times,
it's all in the work and preparation you have in the offseason. So I mean, I remember looking at I remember this particular interview. I think it was a Peyton interview. And he just talked about all the reps and how many times he would throw per day in the offseason.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that's a long offseason. But he's sitting there trying to get better. He's inviting his receivers out early. We're not going to wait to training. We're going to go early, and we're going to start working on some of these routes and stuff we already know, so we can get our timing down and stuff like that. Like, I just, when you look at all of the great QBs and people who really just want to perform at a high level, they have this insatiable desire to just get better, and they're always preparing and always doing something. And so this is just showing me that he's taking it seriously. And this is a really big year for him. Like, this is potentially the year for him to stake his claim. And there is a lot of different narratives that he has to dispel. So it's like, hey, do everything you can to be ready for that moment. Everything you can. Pat didn't get ready for ESPN sitting there just waiting for ESPN to call him, and then we did the show. Like, the show was going for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we make that leap, this show's been going for 5 years.
Yeah.
Right. So everything you see, it's and it's no real off season here. Right. It's even in our off season,
we had to find something to talk about, right?
White so, Sox, 9-17, like, boys.
We are good at talking for so long. And six. Like, y'all, we got good at talking for so long because we have to make up stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
Same in any profession. You use this downtime to get better, and that's all I see from him, and I appreciate it. And I just hope that it pays off in the end.
I agree with it. I think that's the part that, like, realistically, right, have y'all heard about Justin Fields chilling?
No.
Like, I'm sure there's some chill time that he's thrown in there, right? Some time to spend with the family, maybe some time to spend with his girl. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that that is in there. But I really haven't heard about Justin Fields just kicking it.
Well, he was spotted with Michael Parsons like 2 weeks ago. By the way, Michael Parsons confirmed to the bit. No, I'm just playing.
But even that, right? Like, even that, right? Like, he's with Michael Parsons. Is he kicking it with Michael Parsons? Was there some workout going on with Michael Parsons?
He was kicking it.
I'm just saying, right? Like, we don't know everything that goes into it, right? Like, maybe it was like, hey, we kicking it, but let's work out before that. Let's get some rest. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Justin Fields legit is just like, I have to work on. And here's the thing that I love. This guy is a specialist in technique and fundamentals. The only knock that most people have on Justin Fields is what?
He holds on
to the ball too long. He's not getting it out. He's not able to, right? Like, how many times last season did we talk about he's got to be able to make that pass? Listen, I remember, I think we argued about it on here, where it was his first option on a play was Darnell Mooney going deep, but he could have got the underneath and got the easy first down. And everybody was like, you got to take the first down. You got to take the first down. And I was like, but Darnell Mooney was wide open. Justin's got to hit him. The issue is Justin in this situation. You got to be able to hit that guy. And so I love the fact that he's working on the things that when I look at his game, are the things that I can nitpick his flaws. Right? Like, you just being able to drop that in. You being able to, and I think he's already really good at some of those things. He just needs to trust that system a little more. And when he sees it, he's got to make that pass.
Hey, that's why we need to go O-line. Because if I don't have the reason to trust the system, I don't talk about why I'm holding on to this ball because I got to run. All right? Stop playing with me.
I think there were a ton of times that we all saw last season, right, where Justin would drop back and we'd be like, here's the thing in the NFL. No one's open.
If you're open,
somebody's fired. Nobody is open.
League open is definitely different than college open.
And so I think that that's the part where Justin's got to catch up to. That's why I love hearing that he's out here working with this fundamentals guy. That's why I love seeing him, working on the technique and different things like that, because there's going to come a point where you just got to trust that, hey, this guy's going to be there and I have to throw the best ball I can to him for him to be able to make a play on it at the NFL level. Because what I see, he don't look open. But if I trust that he's going to be where he's going to be, he should be open.
And that's
absolutely. And that's why, like, I mean, it's showing in the work. Like, he actually cared. If he didn't care, like you said, it'll be like a Mitch thing. I'm not gonna say Mitch didn't work.
I will say Mitch was the same story. Mitch was first guy in, last guy out. I think we've seen over the years that there's two factors working against Mitch. One, Matt Nagy is one of the worst head coaches ever, and he got another Super Bowl ring. and that, like in history, like he's one of the worst head coaches in history. He'll probably get another job. Just mill on that for a minute. And then
worst play callers too, because he took both jobs.
It took both jobs. And then on top of that, Mitch just isn't very good. Like we can all admit that now. Like he's not very good. he shouldn't have been the first quarterback taken off. He shouldn't have been the first quarterback taken off of that board. He probably shouldn't have been the third. he probably should have spent some more time in North Carolina.
He probably should have been a second rounder for sure, but
second rounder may be high.
I think he had the potential. You know, I'm still going to be kind of big on what his potential was because I
I feel like he had the same, like, yeah, he had the same deficiencies. He didn't trust. He couldn't make certain throws. But he also didn't have the right system around him either. So, you know, that's a whole different thing. The one thing I will say, though, in that game calling the plays, he definitely did call plays, Steve-O.
No, I think he's saying on the Chiefs, Nagy wasn't calling no plays.
Oh yeah,
hey, Nagy now. Was just in that job, bro. Hey, Pat, you need a massage, Pat. Hey, you're doing a great job. Keep throwing
That's
those
exactly
footballs.
Exactly what happened, bro. Hey, Andy Reid needed to go to the bathroom. He passed Nagy the Denny menu, and he was like, "Hey, listen, just hold that for a second. I gotta be right back." And then everyone was like, "Nagy's calling these good plays." Hey, no, it's not
Andy Reid is trying to make Matt Nagy look good, so Andy's like in the bathroom, still calling the plays, just watching the game on his iPad. But Matt said,
"Hey, Andy, what do I do?" Hey, Andy, what do I do? It's number three on the menu. Don't worry about it. I already said.
Pat, what do you need? Stay away from me. You're right.
The one thing I will say, though, is I'm happy with Justin taking these steps and being proactive, because one of his biggest flaws is something that Bryce Young does really well.
Which
if you
is?
Read his scouting report.
Which is what?
As far as what intuition, being able to get the ball out quickly, being able to pick up on the defense and stuff like that. Some of the things that Justin, and whatever the reasons for him holding on to that ball, to Bryce Young gets that ball out quick.
Yeah,
now,
but college.
Now I know that's college, and you can't make it. All I'm saying is,
I'm just thinking if
he doesn't improve on those things, but Bryce Young comes in, he's killing it in those things that Justin sucks at, or not sucks at, or just needs to improve at. The narrative is going to be so loud. And that's the part I'm worried about. I'm worried about him having a bad game the same week like Bryce Young.
Yeah,
has
but
a great
the,
game.
The thing is, like, the thing is, you can't worry about narrative over what the player actually is. Like, I'm not worried about what the narrative around Bryce Young is, because Bryce Young's going to be on the Carolina Panthers.
Hey, I get you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not worried about what Bryce Young is doing, because to me, Bryce Young is a guy.
Hey, look at Tanner gifting out.
Tanner out here gifting out Breeze Superfan membership. Shout out to Tanner in the chat, man. Appreciate the squad out here. Appreciate the family we got built out here, man. I don't know. I just, like, Bryce Young, I will say this. I think Bryce Young has a set of circumstances, if he does go to Carolina, that will help him, because if you got Adam Thielen coming underneath, getting the ball out quick to Adam Thielen is not a bad thing. But he may also be running for his life. Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Justin has a better receiver core than me. And
oh, yeah, Justin's got a better receiver core.
Justin's in a better situation. So if Bryce Young comes out here, he looks like a stud, that narrative is going to be loud.
I mean, yeah, but that's gonna be
I'm always concerned about that. I just don't care.
Because here's the thing. If Justin can play, right, like, this is the thing to me. Was Ray Lewis a better linebacker than Brian Urlacher?
Yep.
Of course he was.
Well,
yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah, no, he was.
Listen, far better. They both in the Hall of Fame.
I was thinking about the people Ray had around him, though. I was like,
Brian has some nice pieces around him, too. But the thing is that they're both in the Hall of Fame. They're both top linebackers of all time, right? So, like, I'm not worried, especially somebody that's on the Carolina Panthers, who we may see once a year, maybe twice a year if we see him in the playoffs. But, like, I you can't worry about the narrative if you're building a team that can insulate the player. That's what the best teams do. And I think that's what the Chicago Bears are seeming to do. You're building a team that can insulate what Justin is doing. You're building a team that can insulate, right, like if P.J. Washington has to come in the game, or at least that's what you're hoping, right, that you're building that team, that you have that coaching staff that's going to be able to allow the Chicago Bears to compete in that. That's your hope. If not, you might have the wrong coaching staff. Torian said, I guess Peter King will be wrong about Frank never seeing a quarterback, never selecting a quarterback under 6'4". Oh, about Frank Wright never selecting a quarterback under 6'4". I don't know. We'll see. He might not.
I mean, some of the best QBs are in history. 6'2" and short.
It's not a great list. It's not a deep list, I should say. A lot of them guys are tall. Hey, man, before we get up out of here, I did want to do one more thing, man. Because it's draft time, I want, by the way, appreciate y'all for showing love. We got like 70 people up in this month. Hit that like button. Because it's draft time, we're going to go around and give our five best players to start a franchise with. You get the draft from all of NFL history. Players that you get are the positions you get to choose: QB, running back, wide receiver, defensive line, linebacker. And because I like Ringo better, Ringo, you get the first pick. Ringo, first pick, what player are you going with? You can pick from any of the positions.
All right. So I'm trying to build this offense as lethal as possible.
Okay.
So I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh, Ringo going Pat Mahomes at the QB position.
I'm taking Pat Mahomes one.
Kid, you get to go two.
Kid. You know what? I'm gonna go running back first. I'm going Barry Sanders.
Woo! Hold up. Let me do this here. Because we got some squads coming out here now.
Hey, I'm ready.
Kid going running back first. First off, ew.
Barry freaking Sanders. I can't go wrong, baby. What are you talking about?
All right. So Ringo went Pat Mahomes. Kid going Barry Sanders. Oof. I'm going to go quarterback first. Give me the GOAT, baby. Give me Tom Brady.
Okay.
Hey, no legs, Tom. I got you.
Hey, listen. I get to put whatever offensive line in front of me. We just letting the GOAT slide off of here, bro?
I mean, hey. All
right, Ringo, it's back on you.
Going wide receiver, give me Jerry Rice.
Dang it. Kid, who you got?
Going lineman. I'm going Reggie White.
This is tough.
Hey, you know the bad part about this? I'm like, Batman, babe, you gave me time to prepare for this.
Like, oh, yeah.
You gave me time to prepare, which I appreciate, because I definitely would have struggled with, like, who should I pick a lot? Because I was going to pick Aaron Donald. I really was, but nah.
So you got Jerry Rice. You went D-line. You went Reggie White. Dang it.
Yep.
That's a good pick. I'm going D-line as well. Give me Warren Sapp. Mm. All right, Rick goes back on you. Who you got?
All right. Now we're going to go running back. Give me AP.
Dang it. That's a good pick.
Hey, we taking all. Hey, I knew. Hey, the one thing I did know is he was going to go AP. I knew Pat was going to go AP.
Hey, AP was on the list. AP was on the list, baby. All right, kid, who you got?
I'm going to go receiver, and I'm going Moss.
It's a good pick. I keep saying that's a good pick, like there's not like a great
it's
like, pick.
It's Hall of Famers, baby. It's like,
you took my receiver there, kid. All right, I'm going linebacker then. Give me Ray Lewis, baby. All right, Ringo, what you got?
All right, D-line, give me Lawrence Taylor.
That's a good pick.
Give me Lawrence Taylor.
Hey, we are tweaking for Lawrence Taylor going this late in the draft. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I feel good with Reggie White.
I'm that's crazy though. We let LT fall very far. That's crazy.
Hey, he's arguably the best. He's the best football player I've ever played.
Hey, we tweaked. Hey, I tweaked on that. That's on me.
Like, say I trust my pick, but like
that's on me. I tweaked.
All right, I'm gonna go QB. And this is tough for me because he picked my favorite. I'm gonna go Peyton.
Peyton Manning.
Reggie with Randy Moss. God.
All right, I'm going to go running back now. Hey, listen, y'all disrespectful for letting him fall this far as well. Give me Sweetness, baby. Give me Walter Payton. Give me sweetness out here, bro. He didn't need an offensive line.
I'm only accepting that because he's a Bears legend.
Listen, he didn't need an offensive line. What are we talking about right now?
He was the offense. I give you that.
Hey, Pepe said, y'all really let the best defensive player of all time slip. Hey, we did.
I know, right?
Well, to me, that's Deion pound for pound. Ringo, it's on you, man. Who you got a linebacker?
Jack Lambert.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Kid, who you got a linebacker?
I'm going to go Urlacher.
Really? I'm not mad at it, but.
I felt like I had to go at least one Bears guy.
All right.
I could have picked a better one. But
you definitely could have picked a better one. You got Jerry. You got Randy. All right. I'm finishing it off. Let me get T.O.
Wide receiver position. That's not a bad one.
Let me get T.O. Mike Davis has said the prime disrespect. Yeah, I probably got prime as my greatest defensive player of all time. But LT is definitely the greatest.
I got LT as the greatest.
Hey, listen, LT's definitely the greatest defensive lineman of all time.
I watched some tape. I looked at
He's a monster. When we talk about greatest on greatest, I can say 1A, 1B. It could be interchangeable. All right, so Ringo's team. Pat Mahomes, Adrian Peterson, Jerry Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Jack Lambert. Kids team, Peyton Manning, Barry Sanders, Randy Moss, Reggie White, Brian Urlacher. My team, Tom Brady, Walter Payton, T.O., Warren Sapp, and Ray Lewis. Let us know who has the best team in the comments below. Hey, we appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love, man. As always, hit that like button, subscribe to the page. It is your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again, joined by the pettiest man alive, Mr. P. Kid, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, formerly known as Ringo J. Stephon Adine. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago.
The best show for Chicago sports.
We let LT fall so far. That's crazy.
The man's out here literally ending careers, and we're talking about some relevant. Not gonna get that guy, you know.
Don't want another Draymond. So many people are dead because of LT.
But we said Gronk. If we went tight end, I definitely could see us picking. If we went tight end, I would have picked.
We tweet.
That's a good question.
Hey, we tweet.
If you could right now, who would you pick as tight end? Like, if you had them all in the same era, so let's just say we put all the tight ends in this era, would you still pick Travis Kelce, who legitimately, statistically, may go down as the greatest tight end I've ever played?
Yeah.
Or would you go Uncle Shannon?
I wouldn't Tony go Gonzalez. Shannon. I would go Travis.
Cause Travis, I would go Travis cause he's literally just like, at this point, he just out there freestyling.
Mike Davis has said, Mahomes the rice is crazy. Hey, that's insane.
Jeez, that dude was cooking like 20 years as a receiver.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.